Blog Talk Radio.
Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know.
If I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the Raymond. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flipped and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system, everybody whispering. When the streets are talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who we got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
Yeah, yo. My first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes at niggas that was probate. The stress would take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me nigga, the real me nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Sub, under the parka, extra cautious now. Hit a 6-seed up, you fell at it, you dent. I get word through the street like Bell Atlantic Express. I feel a vibe, then I hear the rumors. But fuck it, I'm still alive and I'm still in June. I know staff are law, niggas wanna press me. Put my back to the wall, for pressure bust pipes. I know I spat at y'all, to know me, to love me. You see me, can't be me, haters. Fuck you, I got guns like Neo and Matrix. Cross the family, think Max sweet like...
It's the streets is talking, sports talk show. What a twisted hip hop. February 28th, 2014. The last day of Black History Month, and it's also Oscar Friday. Man, you already know, your boy Jewel's the G on assignment, and I got my cellmate, the producer of the show. What the deal, T-Ro?
Oh, man, what's up with the world? What's up with JL Boogie? Fanatic Friday, man, you know what it is, man. Got them Oscars coming out on Sunday. 12 Years a Slave better win something. They better not be the Kendrick Lamar or the Oscars, you know what I mean? So we're going to see, or the Grammys, you know what I mean? because Kendrick Lamar was nominated 9 times and didn't win a damn thing. Boy, that's cold.
Streets!
And so what we're going to do tonight, we definitely going to have a couple of topics, you know, some Oscar-nominated plays, if you will. So if you can think back in your Rolodex of some nice little things that didn't happen over the year, you know, we're going to have some Oscar, like the best performance or, you know, a best move right in your face, you know what I mean, Oscar moment, you know what I mean, who got ooed, who got wowed, who got cut, you know what I mean, I mean, it is what it is, but, you know, it's Oscar Friday, a couple of things that happened over, you know, a couple of days since we done been out the asylum. That boy Richie Incognito, I don't know, I ain't know he was in Arizona. What's up with you, Richie Incognito, boy, you need to cut it out. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to get to a lot of other topics, a lot of losses in the NCAA. We even had somebody lose their mind in the new WAC conference. Good old New Mexico State got mad at the white boys in Utah Valley. Yeah, you know, the white boys hit you with them set shot threes. That'll do it to you all day long. Got to play defense, man up. But it was a fight for first place in the Western Athletic Conference between New Mexico State and Utah Valley. And Utah Valley got in that ass. There wasn't no such thing as look at their faces on this one, L Boogie. So, you know, a couple of fans stormed the actual court, you know. But I am proud of Utah Valley University because these guys didn't even, they rushed the court, but they ain't throw no punches. You saw how that go. Hey, we cool. We're clean school. We ain't going to throw no punches, but we'll definitely back up anybody who you want to put your hands on. You know what I'm saying? But it's a lot of, you know, that's the way it's going right now, L Boogie. A lot of D1 conferences, even D2. Hell, NAIA. When you get down to the bottom of the nitty-gritty, when it's time to get ready to get to this tournament, man, attitudes get to flourishing. Because you know like I know, we want to be in first place. First place means you get home court advantage. With home court advantage, you get the refs on your side. And we all know how it goes after that, unless you just totally suck. But, yeah, man, it's definitely going down. I appreciated seeing the heated battle exchange, but we can't have that in college, man. We just had it with Keith Smart, we just had it with Smart over there in Oklahoma State. So we can't have this to keep happening, you know, on this college level. And I'm pretty sure we're going to talk about whether or not should it be banned, you know, the students storming the court. We'll get to that a little bit later on. But, you know, man, a lot of hot topics, man. I can't wait till you break them down so we can talk about all this good stuff that's been out there in the last 3-4 days. What's on your mind this evening, man? How's your week been going, man? I see you be busy, man. You be here, you be there, you be everywhere. What's up with the L Booster?
Well, you know, I'm boogieing on down. You know what I mean? But I'm very upset at what the guard did over at New Mexico State. And I just want to ask you a question. Should court storming be banned? You know, maybe that could have been held down to a minimum. You know, I think they didn't stop students running on the football fields, but they've made it where you cannot mess up the goalposts because we've had injuries from that. And you know it's always going to happen, man. That 4.3 student will get trampled. He will get trampled. And you see when you get in the line of fire, remember what Jermaine O'Deal did to that spectator. Gave him a two-piece hot and spicy. And it wasn't from Popeyes. Jeez. But I'm very perturbed from the incident. He caught a sucker attack. And Casey Ross Miller, I think your scholarship should be revoked. Is that harsh? Yes, it is. Remember, first things first, you're representing that last name, Ross Miller. That's first. When you come into somebody else's college campus, when you're just a piece of meat, modern-day slavery, big up to 12 years of slavery, by the way. When you're a piece of meat, and you do something malicious like that, you need to go back to the block. You did not show that you've overcome where you're from. You're supposed to be setting an example for your hood, man. For your hood. You played D1 and got a college scholarship for free. It's F-R-E-E, for free. So, yeah, I'm very perturbed about that guy. Wow. And you said it. And they're playing a bunch of guys, Caucasians, who probably picked him to death and just fundamentally him to death, and he was very frustrated and called a sucker attack after the game. So him and Ronaldo Dixon, see, he only got suspended, you know what I mean, for a game, Ronaldo Dixon, one game. Casey Ross Miller got suspended for two games. Are you kidding me? Maybe I'm just too harsh or not, you know, understanding what's going on as far as giving these guys chances. But you incited a riot, son. Very disappointed in that. You know, a lot of guys got some franchise tags put on them, and some guys got some contracts. Your boy Dennis Pitta, he got a $32 million deal. You know what I mean? Over 5 years. Your boy Jimmy Graham got this franchise tag on him from New Orleans. Speaking of New Orleans, another you big dummy, Dan Sharper. I thought you were sharper than that. You have claims, assumptions that you rate females in Nevada, Florida, California, New Orleans. Really? I'm going to pause on that one. Let's just take a moment of silence.
Hell no, I'm not giving him no damn moment of silence. If I give him a moment of silence, if we all bow and close our heads in a moment of silence, ain't no telling what's going to happen in that moment, within that moment of silence. Put it out there, Sharper. Ain't no telling what's going to happen if we bow our heads. Hey, I'll have to do like one of my old homies used to do, but hey, I'm about my head, but I'm going to have one eye open. I'm watching everybody. Hey, Darren Sharper needs to be put up on the shelf. Man, what's wrong with you, man? You can go down to the Bunny Ranch and buy you about 12 of them for the price that you just, man. Say, man, yeah, them lawyer fees going to be steep. I don't know what they're going to do to you. And everybody's just turning themselves in. You know what I'm saying? Your boy Raven Felton. Yeah. Hey, you know what I'm saying? I can't wait till we get to Raven Felton. I know we're going to talk about that, but I found out the story of what happened. And it's just, ooh-wee. I thought Ludacris had it bad with his girl wanting to give you. She want $15,000. They didn't cut it from $15,000 to $7,000. I heard that this week, too, by the way, after BD gave it their report. So, you know, Luda got some bad lawyers. They cut it down from 15 to 7.
Streets, we want one. One for the good guys.
So we'll see how long that one lasts. But yeah, on the Raymond Felton issue, man, that's a sad thing, man. Wait till I tell you what happened to your boy. It wasn't even his fault, man. But it was his fault. Because you can't be dumb and not have a gun that's not registered to you. What is going on? Is what you planning on committing a murder and running away and dumbing it in the neck? Come on, man. Don't be stupid.
Man, Oscar nominations just for the streets. Best performance 2013 in Madison Square Garden. We have some nominees. Steph Curry, LeBron James. We've had some guys coming to our building. Kevin Durant, give us the business. Man, what a night. Best flopper of the year in the NBA. Best game of the year. whatever best game that you think, basketball, football, a baseball game, a college football game, college basketball game, it has to be one. Don't come with two streets. You got to be decisive. We don't rattle the fence in the asylum. You know what I mean? So I'm just, you know what I mean, throwing that out there. Street! Richie Incognito. He said he was venting, getting frustration out, and took a baseball bat and beat up his Ferrari. I wish I could do that. Just go out there and beat up my truck. Eat my eyes, Richie. If that stands for Richie Rich, is he going to get paid for the insurance on that road?
Man, he better just give it away. I beat up a Ferrari. Damn, I can't even beat up on a deadbeat cat around this thing. He beat up on a Ferrari. What the hell?
And then somebody should have taken it back and beat him upside the head. See that's that chief that Chief Keef right there. That's that that I don't like. You know what I mean? Very, very perturbed. Crazy. When we come back from the commercial, man, don't forget, it's Black History Month. We gonna recognize some black athletes who made an impact on the country and made a turn for, you know what I mean, not just on the field, but off it as well. So when we come back from commercial, we're going to holler about that and get in the asylum. It's T-Raw, Juelz the G, L Boogie, Fanatic Friday. Let's go.
Don't make me hurt you, you want trouble, I got plenty. How you want it, bullets in me. I'm so rich, so all that fuckboy shit, you kick it, don't offend me. Don't get killed off in it, bitch. I spent meals all on this shit. Boy, it been 11 years of this shit. Look at me now, still in it, bitch. Yeah, I stand tall, no can fall. You pussy ass nigga can't touch G. See me, don't speak, ain't nothing G. I'm in my zone, nigga, don't fuck with me. Aye. I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round, they tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch. All my niggas, all these bad bitches, all this free liquor, surrounded by so many women, one of these hoes might be your wife. She looking for a nigga that's ballin', so tonight might be her night. You know me, I say stunts, low key I threw tuition at Onyx. Flip money fast like Sonic, rich nigga, I speak Ebonics. Got a new car, I pay cash, got a new crib with a weed lab. Crisp bills, I need that, fuck your team with a free set. 100 deep in VIP, niggas always hate. I came in with a bunch of goons and I'm leaving out with this lady. I got your boo in my boo, got a Jeep about to swallow my baby. My system loud, my weed loud, no hair clippers, I'm faded. I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round, they tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch.
It's the streets, you're back. Man, we hot tonight, as usual, fighting Fanatic Friday. And you know it's Freestyle Friday, baby. You know what I mean, Mr., you know what I mean, Steph Curry. He's stepping up, you know what I mean, in the garden tonight. I hope he don't have a great game like he did last year. Oh, my. Man, I'm just going to name a few, man. Black athletes that transcended, trailblazers in their respective sports, man. Jackie Robinson, Muhammad Ali, Jesse Owens, Jim Brown, Ernie Davis, Wilma Rudolph. You know what I mean? You had Tommy Smith and John Carlos, the track athletes in the Olympics, the 1968 Olympics, who had the black gloves on with the fist balled up for black power. They had their gold medals revoked for that, but they got them back. Lisa Leslie. They got the WNBA started. Man. We can't forget about Tiger Woods either. Yeah, we still in this. Jack Johnson, the great heavyweight champion of the world in boxing. And I'll, you know, go into that more into detail as far as what they did. But I'm just throwing you some names out there if you want to do your research. Man, I'm a school teacher too, but dang. You do some research. We got a lot going on. Arthur Ashe. The 1970 USC football team. They beat all-white Alabama 42-21. And guess what they said? If you can't beat them, stop racism. In the streets. They say Jordan. They say, if you can't beat them, stop racism.
That's cold. Now, that's what I'm talking about. That's how you hit them below the belt.
We still in this business. In the street.
Because that's how we get down with the get down. You know what I mean? But you named off a lot of people, man. That's what's up. And, you know, we still got people trying to do their thing and still make moves, entertainment, movies. I mean, it's just crazy. Hip-hop, R&B. Hell, I think we even got a black dude in country. Country music, that is. You know what I mean? It's just hard, man, that we just able to do all this. And they're going to give us the shortest month, 28 days in the month of February.
And 29 in the winning leap year. Every summer Olympic year, wow, we get an extra day to all about black history. And we talking about black history in a positive way. Bro, tell me in-depth the story about Raymond Felton, man. Raymond Fat Felton. What happened?
See, there you go. Now you wanna drop it like it's hot. All right, I'm going to drop it like it's hot. So Raymond Felton got into it with his girl, and he took a page out. I'm not going to say he took a page out of Ray Rice's book, but he decided not to do what Ray Rice did. What Raymond Felton decided to do was, you know, talk a little trash to her. You know, you live, yeah, go on somewhere. You ain't nothing without me. Raymond Felton Lee. I don't know what he did exactly before he left, but he left. His girl decided to call the police. She called the police, handed over a gun that he had in the house. Now, the gun that was at the house, the little handgun that was at the house that she handed over to the police, had these bullets that were body-piercing, baby. That means they go through anything. He had it loaded and ready.
And if you didn't know it really, that means I'll a poor tip, baby.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just giving you what they briefed us on, you know what I'm saying? So, with the body piercing bullets, they were like, oh, man, let's check and see where these bullets come from. Let's check out the gun. Well, the gun was unregistered. Now, we both know that in New York, you cannot have an unregistered gun. A dude who shot himself with an unregistered gun went to jail for shooting himself. In the league. NFL, but still, in the league. So how did he think that he was going to get away without them checking? Boy, I tell you. See, that's why you gotta be careful who you're messing with, man. You got to know the ins and outs of everything of who you're messing with, man. You got to have somebody who's down for you. You know what I'm saying, El Boogie? I see why you didn't have so many girlfriends. They ain't down, they ain't down. You got to let them ride, Pippin. And I ain't never mad at you. You know what I mean?
Loyalty is a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. Loyalty is a lifestyle.
So
that's the streets, man.
So I understand. You know what I'm saying? And good luck on your search. You know what I'm saying? Keep doing what you're doing, Pippin. Keep doing what you're doing. But anyway, back to the point. You know, you got to be careful who you're messing with, El Boogie. You got to know who the person, man. Ain't no telling how long he been knowing this bro. And she done turned him into the law, and he had to go to jail and do all this old. Now, see, the league can't do nothing about it. The New York Knicks can't do nothing about it. He didn't do nothing. He just, man, being real and saying, look, I'm going to go over him. You do what you do, and I'll call me when you ready. So that's, I mean, you got to, hey, like my man Herm Edwards always say, man, on ESPN, man, KYP, man. Know your personnel. If you don't know your personnel, man, it's just going to be hard to deal with. You know what I mean? It's just going to be hard to deal with what you got to deal with, baby. KYP, man. Know your personnel, Lil Boogie. Know your personnel. That's all I want to say.
Not only are you pathetic, but you're making pathetic decisions. And what somebody always told me in the streets, piggybacking on what you just said, you're as good as the people around you. I don't understand how these guys can, you know, get with young ladies and turn it to a fisticuff. This is not the first time you dated this young lady. It's impossible. You knew what you were getting yourself into. I don't understand. And no disrespect to the ladies who are listening. You know what I mean? We appreciate you listening in. Of course, we're not male chauvinists because we love the ladies. Trust me.
Oh, yeah, we love the ladies. Hey, beautiful.
But there's no way that you could be making these decisions and, you know, get a professional woman, man.
No,
no offense, but get somebody that's professional like you're professional. Do you see a woman lawyer taking something and turn it into a gun? Do you see any CEO woman get into a fight or a bug with her husband and it's on CNN? No! Are you kidding me? It's amazing. Wow. Bro, what do you think about Richie Incognito, though? What's up with that? And he's out here in our backyard making decisions and smashing this Ferrari with a baseball bat. I know it's spring training. But, wow, you could have went to the batting cage. You could have went and put some gloves on, went to an MMA gym and took out your frustration. You had to do it to your Ferrari.
You know what? On the real, man, 100. I think the dude just needs some attention. And I think that's what happened in Miami. The situation just got overblown to where he just had to have the most attention of any type of situation. It just so happens to be that Jonathan Martin was one of the guys who weren't able to hold his own. You know what I mean? Richie Incognito, like I see now, him being in Arizona and him, you know, doing what he did to his Ferrari, you didn't have to do that, man. Nobody, who wants to beat up a $250,000 car? And knowing what he probably had in the car was probably a $500,000 car. So I just don't understand that. I know that the guys in the league, you know, they got to be on a different mental when it's time to play the game, but you ain't playing the game. You ain't working out for nothing. You had this is summertime. You kicking it. You ain't got no reason to just be, oh, I got to just go out here and beat up on my Ferrari? Are you stupid? So I just think he needs some attention. And while, you know, this is what I understand. How was he outside beating up his car and then the news find out that he was outside beating up the car? How did they know that it was Richie Incognito that was beating up his Ferrari? Why couldn't it have been just a big white dude just beating up on, you know? You know what I mean? Did he call the TV reporters and tell them, hey, I'm beating up on my Ferrari outside. Come check me out. Because I'm still trying to figure it out. Let me go outside and beat up on some or start popping firecrackers or something and see if they – see how fast the news station get here to see that, you know, oh, it's a black man in the street popping firecrackers.
Well, you know they're going to come because you're zero for speech and talking. So, you know, they're going to come quick. We're known all over the world. And that's the thing. when they saw and read that license plate, and it said it popped up, ding, 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 Richie Incognito. I think he's just a rich, spoiled kid, big kid. That's what he is. And it needs to be another bigger bully to whoop his ass. We in the streets, we hollering, Richie. I know you in Arizona, to my agent, with your agent, and we can get it in. Yeah, you weigh a couple more 100 pounds than me. But so what? Your heart is made of Kool-Aid or what we drink. And you're sweet, baby. Very sweet.
That boy, they're crazy. I'm telling you. Yeah, Incognito, that wasn't necessary, man. So I don't understand what's going on there. Maybe he just, I don't know, maybe he's trying to get back into the league. I don't know, you know, keeping himself out there to where, you know, people. But that's just dumb. That's just flat-out dumb. And you don't have to do that if you're a talented player. You know what I mean? You let your game speak on the field for what's going down. So, I don't care about Richie Incognito. I was just mad that I didn't know he was in Arizona. That's what got me. I'm like, what? TMZ in Arizona? What the? Man, look. We got to step our game up, man. Because we were supposed to be there cussing him out. What you doing, you big dumb bitch? Let me drive it after you beat it up. Because I still drive a beat-up Ferrari, I tell you that.
In Scottsdale. I'll be driving it, and I don't care if the windshield is out. I'm in a Ferrari. I'm boogieing, baby. Another shout-out, you know, it's Black History Month, man, to Kurt Flood, the originator of free agency. He started it. No, I'm not taking that. I could go to another team. Kurt Flood, St. Louis Cardinals. Baseball, that is. So you got to get your baseball game up. Speaking of baseball, man, they just started playing games already in the Cactus League out here in Arizona. You know what I mean? So it's really going down.
Make sure you go to the club this weekend, man, every weekend for the whole month of March. Because you know they're going to be jam-packed with all them groupies. So you might just be able to find your little saucy group around the way. You know what I mean? Get it in with the get-in. You know, you can always tell them, you know, you look like you do something. You know what I'm saying? With your intelligent looking ass. That boy doesn't know how to be a thug. Osama bin Laden on Wednesday and a thug on Thursday. And then look like he should be running for the center position on Saturday morning. So we all know you got some crazy looks. So, you know, that's how it's going to be this, you know, for the whole month of March. So if anybody out there want to come on down and check us out and get down with the get down, we still trying to get Tiger around this joint. Tiger don't want to come see us. We're going to put him on point, but, you know, we ain't going to talk about Tiger neither.
What is that?
There you go. There you go.
Tiger. I keep telling you, you need to get on the private jet, come out here before the Masters, go to Pink Rhino, and we make it rain. You bring out the 9-iron, and I'll have my putter, and you know that, you know, they always say everybody has a good short game. Oh! Bands to make her dead. Bands to make her dead. Hey, yo, Tiger, come on, man. You're playing poorly, man. I don't want to call you MVG, nothing but garbage. But, man, the next time you win a major, I might be drinking insurance.
Hey, man, you hold up. Don't do that to my dog. You gonna hold up on that. You watch to see what my dog do.
When we come back, we going to get in the asylum. It's hot. Oh, man, it's Friday and it's Fanatic. Hey, remember the Oscars. I got my greatest game, bro. I'm ready. Tell a friend to tell a friend. And during spring training, you better tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
It's the street.
So nasty when she rolling. She puts that ass off in my hands. I remote control it. She give me down when the roof gone. At the KOD, she leave with me. She got friends. Bring three. I got drugs. I got drink. Bend it over. Juicy J gon' poke it like wet paint. You say no to ratchet pussy. Juicy J can't. Racks everywhere. They showing racks. I'm throwing racks. In a VIP, rubber on, I'm stretching that. Rich niggas sippin', broke niggas looking. And it ain't a strip club if they ain't showing pussy. Bands will make her dance, bands will make her dance. All these chicks poppin' pussy, I'm just poppin' bangs. Bands will make her dance, bands will make her dance. These chicks clappin', and they ain't using hands. Bands will make her dance, bands will make her dance. All these chicks poppin' pussy, I'm just poppin' bangs. Bands will make her dance, bands will make her dance. These chicks clappin', and they ain't using hands.
Pop that pussy for a real nigga. Pull out my black card. That's my little nigga. Make a movie with your bitch, Steven Spielberg, nigga. Smoking on Keisha. Cold, give me chills, nigga. What's your real name? And not your stripper name. I make it rain on you like a window pane. Bands will make her dance. Don't you make her come, hit it from the side like a motherfucking bass drum. Two hoes on one fucking pole, two hoes on my fucking pole. I don't tip, I pay bills. Bitches call me Buffalo. Her stomach and her ass out. I'm flyer than the ones they pass out. If money grown trees, I branched out. I'm just waiting for my bitch to cash out.
Bands will make her dance, bands will make her dance.
Dance.
All these chicks popping, I'm just popping bands. Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance. These chicks clapping and they ain't using hands. Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance. All these chicks popping pussy. I'm just popping bangs. Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance. These chicks clapping and they ain't using hands.
Two giants. Bryce. Let me see the ass clap, standing out face, bro. If your girl don't swallow kids, man, that whole face. Ooh. Got two bitches with me, take a shot of one hoe, using her friend for a chase.
Bands make a bust. Let me see you touch it.
Money talk, you ain't got no end or discussion.
Bands will make her do it.
Do it.
Pocket full of money.
Money. Young nigga getting head wider and just running. Let me see you wiggle, do it for a real nigga. I be laughing to the bank, all you do is giggle. Ballin' in my coupe, call it sports car. Drop the top and freaking treat the bitches like a porn star.
Bands will make her dance, bands will make her dance. All these chicks poppin' pussy, I'm just poppin'.
Can I could dance for you, baby?
Bands will make her dance, bands will make her dance.
Come on back.
Clapping and they ain't using hands.
We'll get you ready for the master.
Bands will make her dance.
Woo! It's the street.
Bands will make her dance.
With your boy L Boogie, T-Ro, Jewels, and G. Mondays and Fridays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Man, we've been in the asylum just, you know what I mean, recapping during the week, things happening. A lot of off-the-field issues with guys. Yeah, Darren Sharper with, you know what I'm saying, rape allegations or having a warrant set out for him. Raymond Felton with the gun issues. Richie Incognito beating up his Ferrari. You had the brawl at Utah Valley State, New Mexico State, after the game. Mr. KC Ross Miller throws the ball directly in a Utah Valley State player's face, deliberately, after they lost. I know it was a very close fight for first place. You lost, you're on the road, and you threw the ball in his face like it was a cake. Wow.
Yeah. Total bitch move. It's all good, though. When you fight for first place, you know, you got to fight hard sometimes. And then, you know, sometimes you get down to the get down. You know, that Utah Valley, man, they run that Princeton set on you. They got them boys who can shoot them set shot threes. You know what I'm saying? Remind me of
like Freddie G. You remember Freddie G? Hey, speaking of Freddie G, man, I see Freddie G. Saturday. Freddie G, if you out there listening, I sent Freddie G a text, man. Hopefully he listened to us on the web, man. Got another, you know, first-time listener, you know, checking us out on the web, man. But Freddie G, man, woo, boy, wasn't nobody shot quicker than Freddie G's. Between the leg and the shoe, boy, I used to hate Freddie G when he did that. Because you knew it was coming and he still popped you for it. But Freddie G said, what's up? I got to give you his number, man. You know, we be busy, but, you know, we'll get on that on another time. But, you know, man, the boys from Utah Valley, man, it was, you know, New Mexico State just got those boys who played too aggressive. And Utah Valley got that slowdown game, the outside shooting, and the outside shooting won last night, and it got New Mexico State up. Just to a point that we shouldn't have saw what happened last night. You know, you asked me should, you know, earlier you asked me about should storming the court be banned from students. I'm going to say no, because that takes away from the excitement of the game. You know, most of these schools except for New Mexico State, I can vouch for Grand Canyon because we went there, Seattle, Cal State, Bakersfield, We played against in a different conference. But I can vouch for these guys that coming becoming a first-time team in a D1, I'm going to do whatever I can to get to the tournament. You know what I mean? That we can be seen on TV, ESPN. You know, Division II only get highlights, you know, so often. You got to do something totally exciting to get love on ESPN from a D2 school. So being able to become a Division I and not only becoming a D1 your first year, winning the conference or having a chance to win the conference, come on, man, this is what Utah Valley was up to. And they were up to the task, and they beat New Mexico State, and New Mexico State didn't know how to handle it because it was to see who was going to take over first place in the Western Athletic Conference, which is the WAC. And hey, man, New Mexico State ain't used to being in these type of positions, you know. They've been D1 for a very long time, and to have a precedent-type setup, you know, do you like you thought you weren't going to never be done? Ha-ha. Looks like Utah Valley going to be hosting. So we'll go from there, you know what I mean? But that's a big thing, and congratulations to Utah Valley. I want to say big ups to Grand Canyon, man, Grand Canyon University, man. Went to the game last night. They played the University of Missouri, Kansas City. Had an opportunity to win the game, Boogie. I'm a martyr, man. And they let me down. We was winning the game. It was a good game. And there was just, I'm going to say this because I was there. It was just a guy who wanted to win more than the other team. And the other guy just did his job, and he went to work, L Boogie. Even though Grand Canyon Big Man went down, it was still an opportunity for Grand Canyon to put the game away, and they let it slip through their fingers. But, you know, congratulations to Grand Canyon on a stellar season. They still got a couple more games to go. Homecoming is this Saturday against Chicago State, and we'll see what happens. But they're in third place, so I mean, your first year in Division I and also, you know, getting in third place. Hey, big ups, Grand Canyon. Man, that's straight from your boy, T. Rowe, straight from the streets and alum, 95. Get it popping. So that's what it is, L. Boogie. So I don't think that the fans should be banned from storming the court, because guess what? When Grand Canyon finally wins and when, you know, the WAC comes, we have to, you know, we beat number one U of A. Now, you going to tell me I can't storm the court? If I'm at the game, I'm going to storm the court. I'll mess around and take the rim. They better watch me. Have it hanging up in the backyard. You know what I'm saying? But, no, man, the fans deserve to be able to storm the court. Well, this is what they should do. They should allow the players of the opposite team to get off the court first and then storm the court. That's what they should be allowed to do. But in football, no way. It can't happen. Too many kids. Basketball, you can monitor that. What you think?
I agree. It should not be banned from storming the court. But the situation has to be right as well. You can't storm the court if you knocked off number 12 in the country. You can't storm the court. You got to storm the court if you win to go to the national tournament. You storm the court when you beat 10 or up. You storm the court when you do things like that. You don't storm the court just because you won first place in your conference. You don't do it, bro. You save that. I mean, I know they just got in the conference and, you know, the WAC and the D1 and all that, but act like you've done it before. You don't storm the court. But let's talk about this NBA. A couple guys got their contracts bought out, and now they signed with some playoff teams. You got, you know what I mean, Big Baby Davis. You know what I mean? He signed with the Clippers. You got Danny Granger, who was bought out by the 76ers, going to the Clippers as well. And Caron Butler bringing some toughness, some savviness over to OKC. That's if he clears waivers and, you know, physicals and all that kind of stuff. You know, all the red tape. So if he does that, he can be a Thunder. But really, that's not saying too much.
I'll take that back. I'm not going to say that. Hold up when you say that about Caron Butler, because Caron Butler is a good fit anywhere he goes. He just has to go to a right team. Because Caron helped us, the Dallas Mavericks, that won a title, our long NBA title. You know, it was because of Caron Butler of what how the Dallas Mavericks got started during that season, even though he went down right after Christmas, and it kind of, it put us in a bad spot. But at the same time, when he was doing what he does, that was the reason why we were able to get over the hump and like you say, have that toughness. Now, when he goes to Oklahoma City don't need too much more toughness. You know, he'll fit right in. So Volosha don't shoot the ball like he wants to score, but I can guarantee you this, Caron Butler ain't going to have no problem taking those shots that Stefan Volosha don't want to shoot when he get in the game, you know what I'm saying? And he's not a shabby defender. He still can, you know, some of these guys in the league scared of Caron Butler. They know where Caron Butler come from. They know what that pedigree of his. They ain't gonna try Caron. You know, Caron, one Caron eyes kind of all balanced. So, you know, he already looking at two of him. So he ain't tripping. You know, he ready for to get down with it, trying to get down anyway. So, I mean, I think it's going to be a good pickup. Might not get as many points as you think, but leave him open if you want to. Like I said, he going to shoot the ball more than Sevalosha would ever shoot that ball. You know? So I'm good with it. I just the Thunder. Wow. I mean, these guys are loading up these teams. I'm telling you.
Well, I'm gonna say this too. He's B.O.B., a bag of bones. So I don't really see him doing too much early.
You
I really
are
don't, bro.
A hater.
And the signing of Danny Granger and Big Baby Davis, he reunites with Coach Doc Rivers. But what will he bring to the table? What will Big
like
Baby Davis bring over to the Clippers? Toughness, playoff experience?
I mean, you could say that. I just think it's a hustle, and knowing Doc Rivers, he can let these guys know what Doc is really trying to tell them. You know, sometimes as a coach, you can't just keep telling somebody over and over and over again how to get it done, and they just go out. They do it in practice, but when they get in the game, they don't figure it out. The lights get too bright. So with Big Baby being there, maybe Big Baby can really help out DeAndre Jordan and also Blake Griffin on a more of a what Doc is trying to say on the defensive end. You get what I'm saying? Because the Clippers are a great team, but they're just lacking defense. It reminds me of the, once again, the championship, the Dallas Mavericks when they won their championship. You know, until we got a different coach, until we got Tyson Chandler, Caron Butler, a couple of other guys, we didn't have that tough. Everybody's like, where's the D? Everything was Alice, you know what I mean? There ain't no D in Dallas, it's just Alice, because we didn't have no D. And so I just think that with having Big Baby, it helps the other guys who haven't been known for defense understand where Doc Rivers is coming from, because Doc don't have too many more years, you know, doing this thing. I'm not saying that he gonna get fired or Doc is getting up there in age, man, and I don't know how long he was thinking about coaching, but he, you know, there were a couple of things mentioned, like he was gonna leave Boston and, you know, call it quits after so many years. So you never know. Even though this is a new challenge, you gotta have people who know what you're trying to explain and get it done, because, you know, Doc wants to win and win now. Doc ain't about, okay, we rebuild and we gone 3 or 4 years. No. Doc is like, I'm here. This is what you got to do. We got to win now or next year. It ain't no such thing as after that.
I agree. It'd be very tough to me still for them guys to get over the hump. The West is still up for grabs, man. I mean, you got teams like OKC playing good. Westbrook comes back, 3-game losing streak, you know, a state of emergency. I think they just need to work him in more and get back the timing of the team. I think they'll be okay. I still do not believe in the L.A. Clippers. I just do not believe in them. I mean, they can do all this regular season, but I think their booty holes get tight, knee deep in the playoffs. It has shown. Best Oscar for me for 2013, it has to be the Alabama-Auburn game. I couldn't believe it.
That was a big one.
I mean, I could say LeBron James in the Garden. I could say Steph Curry in the Garden. But just overall, 2013, that just blew me away. Chips on the line, and it comes down really to the last play. Man, I'm going to have to say that game, bro.
Yeah.
Alabama at all took me that really just – kids, I mean, just the whole element of it, man. So I'm going to say that. What's your, you know, Oscar for the year?
Yeah, in this sports thing, man, you know, it was a lot to choose from. I mean, there were a lot of great games and a lot of entertaining situations in this sporting thing this year. And, you know, since we can't have two, I'm definitely going with Game 6, NBA Finals, Miami Heat against the San Antonio Spurs. I sent you a text that said, it was like 27 seconds left, that said, man, look like these boys and did it again. And lo and behold, Jesus Shuttleworth was brought down from the heavens, put on the court, and somehow, some way, Tim Duncan was taken off the court. And bada boom, bada bing, overtime, and what do we have here? A two-time world champion in LeBron, the King James. Boy, I tell you, whoa, that was cold. And I wish I could pick two, because I really want to go to the Final Four, man, when Michigan was, woo-wee, that boy Trey Burke. Try to tell you, boy, you lucky I can't pick two. I'm just going to stay with that one, because that one was, boy, that game right there, good old Ray Ray. Boy, Jesus Shuttleworth just stepped back. He ain't look at the line. He knew where he was at. Stepped back on them tippy toes, put up that nice form, gave that lead. Ha! I told you I was in the building. I just was sitting down from the heavens. You didn't see me? Boy, that boy cold. Good old Jesus Shuttleworth, man. That's my Oscar moment of the year, man. You know,
That was big time, dog. Ice water in your vein. Then you let D-Wade and LeBron come to game 7. Man, please. You know what time it is when it happens in game 7 with the Miami Heat, man. You got to appreciate it, bro. You know it's coming. Don't be stingy. You know it's coming. Don't be mad. You just got to accept it because you know what's about to go down. He only wanted it. It was only so big in letters in Cleveland. It only said one word. Greatness.
Like we say in the streets, you can't stop greatness. Regardless. Regardless if you want to, you can't stop it. You can't. You can't. It's unreal.
That's what it is. That was some good. I loved every moment of it. Hey, I also heard this, man. Tell me if it's true, L Boogie. Your boy Royce White, who was signed by the Houston Rockets, man. You know, the dude that got the fear of flying. I heard Sacramento is interested in signing it to a 10-day.
I hope all the games are at home. I hope out of those 10 games, or however many games they play within those 10 games, they're at home. Because he has the B.A. Baracus syndrome. He can't fly. I mean, it's really hurting his money. I don't know how he can do it, but it's crazy that he can't overcome that to be able to pursue one of his dreams.
Man, he don't know nothing about sleep, babe, man. He got to just become a pill popper, man, and just pass out, dog. You'll be where you're going in about 2 hours. It ain't like you got to worry about anything. Just get in the air.
I agree.
Playing basketball and can't even get your ass on a plane. You about 6'9", ain't he 6'10"? You been on the phone. Get your ass on the plane, man.
Get on the plane. The plane, boss. The plane.
The plane.
He needs to get on the plane. And I'm very interested how they're going to work that. I mean, because everybody in the streets knows his disability. So I'm just very interested in how they're going to, you know what I mean, play that. You know, word in the street, too, the great analyst Ron Jaworski says that Johnny Money Manziel is a third or fourth round draft pick. Do you agree? Do you still think he's first round merited? Or do you agree with Mel Kiper?
Man, L Boogie, you know, I'm not going to disrespect Ron Jaworski because he really does do his homework on when he, you know, grading film and watching a guy do what he does, because Ron Jaworski was a great quarterback for the – I'm not going to say great, but he was good. You know what I'm saying? Well, fuck it. He was great. I ain't going to knock him. I like Jaworski. So what he did with the Eagles, he played that position. You know, things are different now, and I think that, you know, like Joe Theismann, you know, the new analyst like Joe Theismann, Brian Billick, he be kind of hard on some of these guys too. Phil Simms, you know, and now you have this that came out. I think these guys are a little tough on the newer generation who are out here doing this new thing, because it's all about the run and shoot, and it's all about having that wow factor. And those guys were built for the long run. You know what I'm saying? The way the game was played back in the day, you had to be a tough quarterback. It wasn't about being a wow factor. It was just you had to be able to produce in the pocket. Now, not so much. You got guys who can do whatever and beat you with their feet now, starting with Michael Vick, who broke a record. I mean, man, his first 2-3 years, we was like, man, who is this dude? Man, look, man, Atlanta, he was putting Atlanta on the map, and it was not one person around the world who did not know who number 7 was that had the black and red on. You know what I mean? And now we have
the whole class, the whole 2013 class was just studs. Of course, 2012 class was just a stud of quarterbacks who can now really show you and produce at the same time and take your team to the Super Bowl. And now I think these guys, I'm not going to say they're jealous, but they don't like the new quarterbacks that got that, you know, yeah, I can do it with my feet, you know, because they thinking that these guys can't produce in the pocket. So I'm not gonna knock the quarterbacks for saying what they say, but they just old school, man.
It's like when old heads go to the bar, and they see the youngins popping champagne and jugging with the young girls. You know, they got a little animosity. So, you know, they critique these guys and don't understand they have to change with the age. You know, everything evolves, just like the rap game, hip-hop, music, everything, your clothes. But you still got to snap the ball. It still stays, you know what I mean, fundamental and to the point. Do I agree with Ron Jaworski? No. Because one thing Johnny Money can't do, and that is produce money. Entertainer, like Michael Vick, like I said, will he win a Super Bowl? Chances aren't that good to me. But selling tickets and having his team there and people watching, oh, yeah. I think he's that guy. So it's a very different beast. I don't agree with him being that low. So, you know, we'll see. So when we come back from commercial, we're going to be coming to the street. Officials, we gon' click clack 'em up, man. Yeah. It's the street, T. Row, Juel the G. I'm your host, L. Boogie. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Let's go.
Starting on my old hoes, styling on my haters. Woo. Presidential is rose gold. Say it's time to get paper. Woo. With that laser, yeah. Fuck around, meet your maker. Ha. Every month got me pissing. Yeah. Fuck around with them papers, ha. So I can't smoke no kush. Kush. I can't smoke no kush. Kush. But I run through them hoes, oh. And I ain't talking about Reggie Bush. I say, y'all fuck niggas so bold. Hoes ain't never gonna look. In the kitchen with that pie, rinsing a 9-piece. Let me cook now. Hold up. I went and bought a Phantom cause I wanted to. And now I try to say, what's the sudden do? Real nigga, real nigga. 100 proof. I'ma need a 100.
around me, Mill, nigga. Stunting all of my old hoes, styling all of my haters. Presidential is rose gold, say it's time to get paper. Big crib with no neighbors, ball hard but no Lakers. Spend 100 racks on my chain, all them hoes know my name. I be flexing, flexing, flexing on these niggas. I be flexing, flexing, flexing on these bitches. I be flexing.
Yeah, we stunting on the haters. It's Oscar Friday on Fanatic Friday, and we freestyling. Oh, we hot tonight. Man, when you call in, you let us know. What's your Oscar moment of the year? Theatrical. Was it Steph Curry at the Garden? Was it the stunning Super Bowl victory? Rose said it was game 6 of the NBA playoffs. He gave up some other good ones. Michigan, you know what I mean? Beating, who was that they beat in the Final Four? My guys? No, they beat Louisville, was it? No, they lost to Louisville. Wow. LeBron in the Garden. I said the Alabama-Auburn game.
What about the Auburn-Georgia the week before that one?
That was cool. It was cool. It got us there, though. It wasn't the see, it was the stakes of the game, too, Ro, and who they were playing. Yeah, they beat Georgia. Now, do that against Alabama. Then we cook it like Lil B. That's what I think. It was cool. But the run back for 109 yards, last play of the game against number one Alabama, going for their third straight NCAA championship? Ew.
Doogie on the stick. Hey, I'm surprised you didn't say nothing about your Florida State boys. I just knew you was going there.
I got to give credit with credit is due. It was a great game, national championship against Auburn. But we were expected to win that game. Auburn wasn't expecting to beat Alabama. It's a lot of things that go inside the game, too, bro.
Man, please, you talking about Nick Saban, man. You talking about Auburn today, man. They were playing at Iron Eagle Field for the first time since 1988. You don't think them boys was hungry? You don't think they would go? They knew what they were doing. It just had to happen on the last play of the game. 109 yards worth of, I got you.
It's exciting. Now, let me ask you this with some NBA action as well. Your boy, and I told you, has LeBron James opened up a can of worms on an NBA MVP again? We first thought it was just, you know, Kevin Durant, hands down. But I told you, LeBron is on that push to get another MVP. It's looking that way, Ro.
Well, I'm going to say it like this, L Boogie. We never said that it was going to be a runaway. We were just talking about how it looked at this up until that point of last week or the week before. You know, KD was doing this thing, but we all knew who was number two and who was going to, you know, make that push, who's going to have to keep KD on his toes. And that's LeBron. It's only a two-man race. We know this. We just ain't going to give it to one man because we know who's in the background. It's that boy they call LeBron. And he's not going to fall too far from right up under the heels of Kevin Durant. It's going to be a close race. And, you know, picking this MVP thing, it's kind of like having the boxers in the boxing commission, the judges in the boxing commission. You don't know what they're going to be picking on the night of it, time to be voting and picking up who they think going to be the MVP. So, you know, if LeBron keeps doing what he's doing with this mask on his face, Woo-wee. But you know that losing streak gonna come to an end over there in Oklahoma City with your boy Russell Westbrook coming back. That's gonna end real quick because he's still fresh and fire. He's still fresh and firing off with all pistols, man. And that boy is serious. They just been losing, but it's all right. He gonna get it together. He gonna continue to get them to win in a minute. But it's all good. Check him out.
It's going to be very interesting to see because look what Houston's doing over there. They're starting to, you know, gel a little bit. You know, James Harden is on fire. He's on fire. He's on fire. So it's going to be real interesting. At East, we already know. Two-man race. You know what I mean? And you have, man, New Jersey. Why is everybody, you know, talking about New Jersey? Why is everybody talking about New Jersey? New Jersey will be one and done like the NCAA tournament. They won't get out the first round. The tank is on one-third right now. They're just trying to get there. So I don't believe in Brooklyn. Excuse me, fans. I'm sorry. Brooklyn. I still don't believe in them. You're wrong. This NCAA tournament, Wichita State, we've talked about it. They continue to just beat the people they have to play. Will you believe in them? Starting March Madness. March starts tomorrow. It's March Madness officially tomorrow. Do you think Wichita State has what it takes to get back to the Final Four? Do you believe in that?
Hell, Boogie, you know I do. I think what it is that we on the same path. You know how when we get together, we talk about all this, man. Wichita State just beat the teams that were on the schedule. It don't matter what conference you in or whatever, man. If you beat everybody that was on your schedule, you did a great job. Now, where the difference is when you get in the tournament and you have to face these other guys who are going to be shooting for you because of your record. Everybody wants to be the first one to knock you off. And if you get to the tournament and you're not on your A game, hey, one and done is one and done. And nobody wants to, you know, have that perfect record and not make it to the final game at least. So for Wichita State, if they can keep winning and, you know, winning some of these close games, the difference about Wichita State is this. They are a veteran team. They're not a team that's got a lot of freshmen, a lot of sophomores starting and playing. No, they have seniors on their team that have been together for two, some of them 3 years. So this is what you see now. So I don't want teams to think that, you know, just because they have the record or they're in a soft conference that they're not going to be a team that's not going to make it to the Final Four or at least the final game. What's going to be interesting about March Madness is Andre Wiggins wanted to, you know, be the big top dog, come out and go to a school where he could be down the street from his brother because his brother played for Wichita State. Now, wouldn't it be crazy if Wichita State had to play Kansas? Ooh-wee! You're talking about a backyard brawl. Now, you and I have had a couple of battles, you know, one-on-one just when, you know, ain't nobody ever seen. You know, we just come down to the gym and just go at it, you know what I mean? So I'm just hoping that is something that can line up to where Kansas has to play Wichita State, and I want to see which brother going to get the best of who.
Woo! That's going to be real interesting. That the kid Van Bleek, the sophomore guard for Wichita State, he makes the engine go. It all depends on where these teams fall, and I hope that, you know, right now the boogie bracket, you know what I mean? I have the four number one seeds they have great guard play. Florida, Wichita State, Syracuse, and Louisville.
Will
Louisville
Arizona
be a number one seed? Arizona's
no.
guard play is good. And I take that back. I'll take Louisville out and put Arizona in there. And the only reason why I put Arizona in there, because they're deep. They're deep in the front line. Their backcourt is serviceable, but if you get that 2-3 zone working against them, they don't really have too many outside shooters and guys who can create, you know what I mean, their own shots. So it's going to be tough. But those are, you know what I'm saying,
right,
my four. And if they don't meet each other before then, I still have those guys being there because they have great point guard play. And, yes, I am hard on the point guards, but you need that. Sleepers, we know, you know, you got the usual suspects, your Michigan State, you know, there'll be some guys, you know, Duke, Jabari Parker, he might pull a Danny Manning, who knows, as
right,
a freshman, he
right,
might pull a Carmelo Anthony.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's going to be very interesting, and two things for sure, you got to have great coaching. So, you know what I mean, the coaching is going to be very important. And one thing about Kansas, when you don't expect them to do well, they do well. When you do expect them to do well, they get knocked. So
first round,
I'm not really
out.
Right, right. Either first or second round, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Hit. But they're definitely a number two seed as I see it today going into March Madness. You know what I mean? So,
oh, that's not good. This team's been beating twos lately.
Wow. I want winners.
Gotta have them.
So, man. And you know what's crazy about the whole NCAA thing is that you get 65 teams, you put them in a bowl, and you think that you have it matched up perfectly, and it always seems to happen, a 5 beats a 12. You know what
right,
I mean? It always happens. And one
oh,
of those days, it just happens. So you would hate to be a 12 and love to be a 5. So it's very interesting. And you just know how much money that's being put involved. And, you know, speaking of Black History Month, I just want to say this about the NFL Combine. It's a modern-day slavery, you know what I mean? And if we don't understand that and we don't look at that, then it's a mockery, you know what I mean, on our part. You know, they're doing it very discreetly, you know, and they're putting them up, you know, you're there in suits and things like that, you know what I mean, on draft day. But they're just a piece of meat. And it hurts my heart to, you know, see these guys, you know, have to run fast and, you know, Kuta Kinte-ish, you know what I mean, to make a dollar. So, you know what I
right,
mean? I just want to say that during Black History Month that we need to understand and take heed to what's really going on, you know, with not just football and these sports, but also in entertainment and how we're looking, you know. And I want to just say this, too. We not looking too hot because the people that we're following ain't leading too well. Besides the president, we're talking about leaders in the community. That's what make for real Black History Month, because they'll bring aware the community of what's really what makes it great. The community supports the black leaders. So in order for you to do that, you have to affect the community. And I don't see, you know what I mean, us as trainers and sportscasters and things like that, bringing awareness to these communities and seeing what's really going on. So that's just my little perspective from the streets on Black History Month as we ended going into March Madness, bro. Your thoughts? Did you have anything, bro?
Yeah. Yeah, man, you know, it's, I feel you on that, man. You brought up a great point, and that's what I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? But it'll get better, man. We got a lot of new group of young people out there, man, and just people, you know. I was watching the BET Honors, and there were a lot of, you know, new people that I had never known doing what they do and getting awarded for it. So it's been, you know, we got people out there, that people of color that are getting out there doing their thing. It just takes a while to get it down your stream, you know, of who you're trying to connect to. So once you can get out there and market yourself and put yourself in a way to where you can be out there, you know, you just might start touching someone and, you know, get spreading your message and then have followers like we're trying to do here in the streets, man. We're just trying to get a following. That's all we're trying to do, L Boogie. So, you know, man, it's just been great to have, you know, you and Jewel the G, who I know that when we started this, we, you know, it was from day one that we were going to stick together to try to do what we do and try to be somebody who can be a voice of somehow. You know what I'm saying? And we're still working towards that. We got our big brothers, the sports officials, who help us, you know, and it's just great to be out there. We got, you know, Sean Juan the Prince and B, they got their show. I mean, we just all trying to, you know, bounce off of each other and try to figure out how to make this thing work so we can keep doing what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, One of us got to hit it, L Boogie. One of us just got to hit it, man. And when one of us hit it, we all go.
Remember what I used to say, man, when we used to boogie, what my man Biggie Smalls say. All them girls I got us, one of them. So one of us got to get on, right?
Right.
It's the streets,
you know,
man.
What I'm saying?
It's the streets.
I'm telling you.
But,
man.
Man, so, you know,
but
big
that's
up
what
to
it
that.
Is, man. We got to go to a quick commercial, man. You know.
No doubt. When we come back, we will get in the asylum and see what we got going on here, some people's opinions, you know what I mean, because this is the streets, and it's always from a street perspective, you know what I mean, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. Let's go.
Yeah, I won't give us. Hell, Boogie, I want to give a shout-out to my mama real quick, man. I muted myself. I had to get back off mute. Mama, I see you. I see you, baby girl. Everything all right down here in Arizona. You know, mama be checking us out. And then my auntie listening. What's up, auntie? I love you. That's my auntie O.D. out there in the cliffs, baby. Back like some clippers. I bang and then I hang out at the Staples like Blake Griffin. You can tell I'm getting money the way that glass house is sitting. I mash out the scripting like Nash when I'm dipping. Feeling like God's son the way that it was written. Them boys want their music on blast. Don't turn it down, turn it up every time the cops pass. Mashed on the gas. Am I getting high? Don't even ask. Cause I got another ounce up in the stash. Them boys want their music on blast. Don't turn it down, turn it up every time the cops pass. Mashed on the gas. Am I getting high? Don't even ask. Cause I take two hits and then I pass. I see the cops in the rear view. Why can't some motherfucker chill in the car feeling like Missy? Why you all up in my grill? They must know that I got bird stats all up in my grill. Camouflaged by the armor raw while it's sparkling off my wheels. And I fuck hoes that prey on Dwight Howard and Shaquille. Not them throwback rats they be showing on College Hill. For real, I think my first album sold 5 mil. Can you say to yourself that he is broke? Why how the hell am I ballin' like Spalding? I did a couple of movies, now agents calling and calling. Can't get to the phone right now because my balls is all in this bitch mouth. When did we start taking these tricks out? Now she go run her big mouth and tell her girlfriend. You had her all up in the wind, blowing your cheese on Louboutins, and now that bitch is in the wind. And after the next draft, she gon' start that cycle again. How you claiming that bitch when she with him? Come again. Cause them boys want their music on blast. Don't turn it down, turn it up every time the cops pass. Mash on the gas. Am I getting high? Don't even ask. Cause I got another ounce up in the stash. Them boys want their music on blast. Don't turn it down, turn it up every time the cops pass. Mash on the gas. Am I getting high? Don't even ask. Cause I take two hits and then I pass. Daddy fat sack,
If my balls are on your tender, can you tell me where my dick at? Gag or the ghetto head, run the head, bust her through the chit-chat. I skip to the loo, my darling, bring the thunder, I'm the lightning that strikes twice. Motherfucker, call me master, cause I run the plantation and I'm whooping niggas asses if they disrespect the presentation. Below the Mason Dixon, we basing the bases, never missing pimping. You can embrace it or come face to face with total devastation. My mojo is never fading. I'm in my optimist prime, transform. Switch it up, heat it up, speed it up, that means I'm gone. Light years ahead of your buzz, tour stories and club songs. Black on, the ATL aliens are phoning home. But I feel like a librarian, cause styles are being loaned out like books. A castle full of crooks, raping pillars, they'll do anything for money by misleading the village.
Them boys want their music on blast. Don't turn it down, turn it up every time the cops pass. Mashed on the gas, am I getting high? Don't even ask, cause I got another ounce up in the stash. The boys want their music on blast. Don't turn it down, turn it up every time the cops pass. Mashed on the gas, am I getting high? Don't even ask, cause I take two hits and then I pass.
Not from New England, but I pack a Patriot.
A Patriot.
Not from Atlanta, but I got Decatur.
Decatur.
Not from Chicago, but I'm a Bay.
I'm a Bay.
I'm a Bay Area nigga. 49
or Ray.
I'm about my bread, man.
I ain't no suck.
I ain't no suck.
None of these bitch ass niggas soft as table butt.
Table butt.
I'm about my riches, magazine, street hustler.
You can ask your uncle, daddy, mothers, and your older brother.
Older brother.
When I used to flea flick bitch that Yola white, that white, selling that below the retail price.
The price.
I'm a real breed like the Black Club, get it right,
get it right.
Desperado like Toriano, shout out to Dynamite.
I got my red cup,
red cup,
and some green,
and some green.
What kind of green you smoking, Pierre?
Blue dream,
blue dream.
My nigga, let me hit that damn heat.
Do your thing.
How many bumpers in your trunk?
415.
You back in the asylum, the streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. We giving it to you from a street perspective. Man, and speaking of the streets, we done had some off field incidents. Man, once again, Dan Sharper, man, he's still in the news. A warrant issued out for him. And you know, it's more cases coming up in Florida, Nevada, New Orleans, California. It's frenzy. I thought you were sharper than that, Darren Sharper. Raymond Fat Felton Smith. And you know why I call him Smith? Because they should be brothers. Him and JR. He got guns with hollow point tips in his crib. I registered. Who are you? I know you want to protect yourself, but come on, register your gun, B.
I love it when you call me Big Papa.
Richie Incognito, you must got millions in the ceiling because you taking a baseball bat, banging it up against your Ferrari because you upset. Somebody should have took that bat and banged it upside your big head. What are you doing? And the brawl at New Mexico State caused at Utah Valley State. Mr. K.C. Miller, Ross Miller, has been suspended one game, and Mr. Dixon has been suspended, Ross for two, and Dixon for one. You should have been suspended the whole year. And it's Oscar Friday. Street question of the night, what is your Oscar performance of the year? Ice in all sports. In sports, I said the Auburn Alabama game. T Rose said the game six of Miami and San Antonio when Jesus Shuttlesworth Ray Allen hit the three. You could have said, you know, game one, Indiana and Miami with LeBron with the left hand layup with time expiring. You could have said the stunner, Seattle against Denver. A lot of big games. Performances. Steph Curry at the Garden. Man, let's go to the chef, man, because he's causing controversy. He's been licking his lips all night to get in. He's been cooking up something. I already know, man. What the deal, chef?
What's up? What's up, baby?
What the deal, baby? Much love, man. Much love to the Taste of Heaven. I got your kite. And listen, I gotta get you. I gotta talk to you. I don't hang up after we get finished talking because I want to send you a kite back, man.
Okay. Yeah, but the streets is talking, L. T. Rowe. Friday night. Turn my music up. Is my mic up? Is I'm loud enough?
You all, man. Break a 1-2-1-2. Can you hear me?
Oh, man. Huh? What they say? I'm like, oh, my God. That's what they said, right? Y'all better be lucky. Y'all better be lucky I won this A's in, man. I would have showed y'all how to really break dance. That's what I would have showed y'all how to do.
Say that again, Chef. I didn't hear you.
If I was this age when that song came out, I would have showed y'all how to break dance. That's what I would have done. I would have done that. But it's Friday night. The streets is talking and it's controversy everywhere. I don't even... Just go ahead. I don't know. Just go ahead, L. But I don't... Go ahead. Just hit me whatever.
What do you think about the Raymond Fat Felton situation?
Man,
and also,
it's New York. Go ahead. My fault.
And what do you think about Richie Incognito banging a bat up against his Ferrari, saying he was frustrated and wanted to vent?
Man, listen. Raymond Felton, man, he's the smart one. He'd rather be caught with it than without it. But I don't understand how y'all making all these millions of dollars and y'all not having y'all guns registered. Y'all got an open door. Y'all got an open door policy.
They acted like they mobsters. Like they gonna make it do a hit and then they're gonna throw the gun in the lake and they don't want it to be traced back. I don't understand this.
Hey, T. Rowe. Everybody is not Aaron Hernandez. Straight.
Hey, but half of them black Dakota Burris. They shoot themselves and go jail by shooting themselves.
Man, you know my man was Ray Carruth, man, Carolina Panthers, man. You see what he did when he got his registered? He bodied his wife. But you
and
know,
tried
man,
to hide in the truck.
It's a body in the trunk, but it's the murderer's body. Are you kidding me?
Man, Richard Incognito, man, is you smoking dope, man? You damaging something to go vroom, vroom. What's wrong with you, man? That man, listen, man, he needs a black woman to put some sex on him. He need, I don't know, man. Richard Incognito was the type of dude who got pick flicked in the air and set aside corners and had to face the wall or something, man. That dude got issues. A Ferrari? Man, you damaged my Ferrari. I'm going to go ahead and just take this little life sentence.
Whew. I agree.
But you know, they got it like that, Ill. They got it like that. He got it like that. His career over with. He checking in psychiatric wards. His career is over. I don't know what to say about that guy.
Let me ask you about this, Ron Jaworski. The ESPN analysis, NFL analysis, he said Johnny Manziel is a third or fourth round draft pick. Do you
man,
agree?
He's a damn fool. So what type of draft are we looking at this year? Johnny Manziel is incredibly top five. I see how they got Clowney on this pedestal, but somebody said it the best earlier. Did y'all see Clowney the last 10 games? He looked horrible. Let's be honest. Dude is not even in college shape. So he definitely not ready for the NFL. Let's be honest, L Boogie. T. Rowe, y'all see how fatigued he was all year? Can we be honest?
Of course.
True.
But remember, in the NFL, unless you play for Seattle, you're not required to run past 20 yards.
But let's look at the principle story, though. That's true, though, L. Boogie. But at the same time, he was fatigued against college teams. You see what I'm saying? Like, you got to get that together because you got teams like Tom Brady that love to hurry up offense. Man, I don't agree with that. First off, you know what's crazy? I was thinking about yesterday when you asked me who would have a better career, Bridgewater or Manziel. So I start doing a little bit of studying. First off, if Manziel don't come into no West Coast offense, he in trouble because he would not be able to play his game. Like, it's not going to happen. So I don't know, man. He's top five pick to me. He's top five pick.
No, he has to just go to a team where him and his offensive coordinator can get on the same page. Just let him be exciting. He can't go to where he's going to be a pocket passer. In this league nowadays, man, it ain't about being a pocket passer. It's cool to be one, but you better have your will, because if you don't, these boys. Did you see what Jadeveon Clowney ran in the 40? This fool running a 4. Man, come on, man. A 4.47 by eyesight and a 4.53 officially. Man, that dude, man, look, if you a quarterback, you better be able to get the hell out of there. Because these dudes nowadays are only blocking. And I ain't never seen so many people that know about rodeo ever. Hey! My offensive line, Chef, the offensive line like, oh, man, watch out. That's how,
man,
Tony Romo hurt his back.
Man, whoa.
He didn't say Ole blocking, Dilly.
Yes, he did.
Now, Chef, let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
Let me ask you this. Switching gears. Let me ask you this. I'm gonna switch one gear for you. Going to the NBA.
Mm.
Has LeBron James opened up a can of worms of a discussion of being the MVP again?
What did I tell y'all on Monday? Do y'all remember my conversation
about the mask?
Man, listen, that man go into some type of superpowers when he wear that mask. You see that? What was it, like snake skin or something? That mask, when I seen that, it gave me shivers. Like, who
is
he?
Just keep it.
I didn't say it was a snake skin, man.
He's a true Black Zero. He came in last night in Miami and put up a performance, baby. He had the Wade, what was they, like 20 for 26 once upon a time? They weren't missing anything, man. Ooh, hey, listen, L Boogie, T-Row, listen. The Thunder is hurting. There are. They got to shake that up. They have to get that together. Shout out to my Cavs. They have to get that together. If not, guess what? They will be the fourth or fifth seed. Will they be as dominant as they once was? Yes, but it's going to take time. What they need to do is, for real, slowly but surely, bring Westbrook in with the second team. Because you are destroying your chances at losing the number one seed. We just being honest. Like, come on. We know they don't match up with Cleveland. We know they always play them tough, and we always catch the upper hand. But the type of performance, baby, we seen Dan Westbrook, he frustrated. He's hurting. LeBron James, watch out for him because he's on the rise. And let's not sit up here and get too far away from Carmelo because guess what? In March, April, and May, that boy, he's up. Trust and believe it. Trust and believe it, L Boogie, T-Row.
The thing about it with Carmelo is that he's having one of his best seasons in his career.
Producing,
that's what I'm saying, statistically, but he's not producing victories. So
can't put that all on him either, because look at everything they have lost. They had a 3-point arsenal. They sit up here and got rid of Novak and picked up Prigioni. What's his dude name? Prigioni, whatever his name is. And he's
and why
not trash.
Why did he go with a world peace?
Man, I don't know.
What did Cameron say and paid him for? What's the use of you having soldiers if you ain't going to use them?
Hey, Metal World Prince, he ain't pinched nobody all season. You could tell his heart wasn't in it. He ain't pinched nobody. He ain't mad. He was just a peacemaker.
Man, I'm not understanding that. And let me ask you this, Chef.
This is the question I'm waiting on right here. I'm waiting on this question right here, L Boogie.
I'm listening.
This question you about to ask me, I'm waiting on this question because I did see it last night. I'm waiting on this question.
Street question of the night. Your Oscar performance of the year.
Oh, I wasn't even ready for this question. Whew. Of this year, because it's 2014.
Yeah, that could be any sport, college, NFL,
no,
NBA.
No, 2013.
Ooh. Ooh. Mm.
It could be one individual performance. It could be a great game. I said the Auburn-Alabama game. T. Rose said game six with Ray Allen's great shot.
Man, fuck. Oh, man, listen, man. T. Rose, man, stop disrespecting my boys, man. You know what happened, man. It was a foul. Okay, I ain't even about to jump on that. T. Rose, man, listen, man. Let bygones be bygones, or I would jump on you every show, man. Don't do that to my Spurs, man. Do not do that. But if I had to sit up here and solidify one dominant performance as we've seen, man, it's so many of them. Carmelo, how he lit up the Garden with 61. We got the Seattle, how they just, the defense, how they just destroyed arguably the best seasonal quarterback that ever touched the football. Your boys, them Florida State guys. And Auburn,
he didn't want to believe that one. He didn't want to go with that.
Wow. Like, yeah, Joe Boy, he earned that. It's so many of them. Man, it's a lot. But if I had to just go with one, I had to go with that Florida State and that Auburn game.
That's a good choice.
Them your boys, because I was non-believers. We talking about two black quarterbacks.
Man. Well, listen to this, Chef. I'm sorry. We're short on time. We got a couple guys who want to get in. And, man, we really in the streets. So, Chef, I need you to do this for me. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends, especially during spring break.
Man, I love y'all, man. Hey, L Boogie, I'm going to stay on the line, L Boogie.
No doubt. I need you to stay on the line so I can get that info, Chef.
Absolutely.
Man, we about to click-clack it up with the sports officials. You know what I mean? Become the street officials. Hey, yo, we got the OG sports keeper. You know what I mean? He's just in the field. But we got the host, T-Nick. What the deal, baby? What you got for us on the last day of Black History, man?
Happy Black History Month, if it's a celebration. You know what I'm saying? If it is what it is. Just going to keep you on the line, brother. He there with us.
Oh, no, he's not with us right now.
Okay. Hey, ending Black History Month real quick, man, because, you know, I kept tabs on all the questions. I know it's a fantastic, fabulous Freestyle Friday, and I want to get in and get out, you know, so I can hear Skeeter Moe Jenkins and everybody else that want to get their thing. But can I give a Un-Black History Award, Month Award, to New Mexico State's K.C. Ross Miller? Did you see him, you know, against Utah Valley when Utah Valley State fans, they rushed the court? Did y'all see what he did? Did y'all see that?
No, what'd he do?
Man, you know, they got upset. The fans started to rush the court. He got salty, took the basketball, threw it at a guard or the other team while he was celebrating, which happened to be the other team coach's son, and then the fans came in, and he started a brawl. You can YouTube it, Utah Valley versus New Mexico State. You know what I'm saying? It was a brawl. You know, so he got a two-game suspension by the WAC, you know, but his teammate got a one-game suspension because, you know, he was in the brawl. You know, they was jumping on him, so his teammate came to, you know, his aid to help him because y'all know how it go. We walk in together, we walk out together. You know, so, you know, I want to give a hater award to him, man, because, you know, when they rush on the court, man, you know what it is. You know, they lost 66-61, so he knew they was about to rush it. Man, get off the court, man. The game is over. Go on to get off. If they don't want to shake hands, go on to the locker room, let them boys celebrate, and be done with it. You know, so It will go out to that chump right there, man, for throwing that ball. Your boy Raymond Felton for the Knicks, man. Let me tell you, I'm gonna tell you, you know, real quick, you know, what went down. They had the situation, like Rose said. We don't know what was said because we wasn't in the house. But what we do know is, allegedly, you know, in quotations, when he get into an argument with the wife, he likes to grab his pistol, wave it around, and blah, blah, blah. He's not going to go the Ray Rice route. Well, he left. Well, what happened was, and this is sources, and it's being confirmed, the wife called the lawyer. Wife called her lawyer, told him she don't want the guns in the house. Well, her lawyer called his lawyer and told him, get the guns out of the house because she don't want the gun. His lawyer said, I ain't touching them. I got nothing to do with that. So once that happened, you know, her lawyer told her what to do. Hey, call the police. And that's what happened. So what he should have did right after that, he should have fired his lawyer because he should have called Raymond or called somebody else or called somebody. He should have told Raymond to tell a friend, to tell a girlfriend to go and get that piece out the house so everything would have been okay. You know, but the lawyer failed, man, in doing that. So Raymond now facing felony charges. And we all know how it go down in New York. We know the Plexico glass situation. You shoot yourself in the club, you go to jail for 3 years. We know how that go, man. So, you know, another big hater award goes out to Raymond Fell, the lawyer. You know, a big fail. You know, you ought to be smacked, fired, and everything else. That's what happened there,
Richie,
man.
Richie Incognito.
He's a fake-ass Kyle Turley. Y'all know who Kyle Turley is? Y'all remember him? Anybody remember him? He is the New Orleans Saints lineman that was blocking for Drew Brees. He ripped off the helmet of Damian Robinson. He threw the helmet. You remember that? You remember that last some years
ago?
Yeah,
he threw his helmet running around. Yeah. Played with the Rams.
Yeah.
I remember him.
Right.
Yeah.
Whipped his long hair. He was tattooed up, and he looked at Damian Robinson like a ninja. I dare you to make a move. You know what I'm saying? That was him. So that's how Incognito is, man. He like you said, Ro, he's a phony that needs attention. Who was around when he took the baseball bat to the Ferrari? Who knew he did that? He had to call somebody and say, hey, I just beat up my Ferrari. Come check it out. He had to call somebody, man. You know what I'm saying? Like Jay-Z said, you know, you're sensitive thug. Y'all all need a hug. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, he needed to go. You know, he needed to go. But back to Raymond Felton, I'm with the chef, man. Register your gun, and you ain't got to worry about that. Moving right along, Ron Jaworski, these old-timers, they need to stop hating, man. Sometimes they speak the truth. Sometimes they do. Like when Bill Russell told LeBron, if I'm not on your Mount Rushmore, just remember, you know, I won a championship my last year in high school. I won a championship my last year in college. I won a championship my first year in the NBA and my last year in the NBA and nine of them in between, you know what I'm saying, so keep me off your thing. Sometimes these old-timers be hating. Bill Russell told the truth, and I wish he would call in more, but I know his schedule was hectic on Friday nights. But the big intellect, you know what I'm saying, he keep it real. You know what I'm saying? He don't hate on these young folks, man. Johnny Money is the real deal, and we all know that, man. We seen him play, man. You know what I'm saying? But he jealous. You know what I'm saying? Because Ron Jaworski wasn't Johnny Money. What kills me is these old-time quarterbacks who think they, as my boy Robert Knox would say, some ooh-wee-ass ninja, can get on the show and talk smack. Ron Jaworski talk like he's Joe Montana. You know what I'm saying? Trent Dilfer, he be talking like he's Dan Marino. Who are these dudes to say who good and who ain't no good when you wasn't no good? You know what I'm saying? Thumbs down to him. Halo Award go to him, too, on a fantastic, fabulous Freestyle Friday on the Streets of Talking. And LBJ, LeBron James, when it comes to being an MVP race, he's going to be in the race every year, just like Mike was. He can have a down year and still be in the MVP race. And when he put that mask on, man, he reminded me of Batman or somebody looking at that. I heard somebody say, like, it was snake skin or whatnot. I thought it was leather. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was leather. All he needed was some rhinestones on it, you know what I'm saying, to make it look good. Hey, to keep it going and get out of here, my Oscar moment for the 2013 season, and I know y'all going to love it when I tell you, the Florida Gulf costumes, Dunk City, they run in the NCAA tournament last year. You remember how they ran through the NCAA tournament all the way to the NCAA 16, the Sweet 16? You know what I'm saying? They even had the white dudes dunk. I mean, it was real. I mean, it was ill. They, man, the Florida Gulf Coast, I think they were the Pelicans or the the Miners or the Essays or, you know, the Scarface. I don't know who what their mascot is, but they was real, man. Hey, the streets is talking. The streets is talking. When they talk, it's like E.F. Hutton. We old school. Everybody listen. And I'm going to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell their girlfriend. And if she a lesbian, make sure she tell her other girlfriends. And before I go, man, shout out to my 9-year-old, my 9-year-old Hayville Hornets. We're going to the state tournament again next weekend. We defended our 8-year-old. We won as 8-year-olds in state tournament last year. We're going to defend the title, you know what I'm saying, next weekend, and we're going to bring it home for the state of Georgia. And I wish you could come to Arizona so we can play your team. But again, I see them 60 points today you putting up. We put up 64 this championship game. So I would love to come see you, but I know that's a pipe dream, unless we can get a sponsorship to fly down there. Man, I love the show. I'm listening as always. I'll be in on Monday. I'm going back to cell block. Cell block 5, man. Later, fellas.
Yeah, you don't want to bring the boy down here. See, baby.
We'll come see you, man.
No doubt. We'll check in on Sunday as usual. Man, let's go straight, man. Shawn, we got to bring in Shawn, man. Last week, man, last Friday, he hit us with a cold freestyle, and he's calling back once again to give us some intellect and also, you know what I mean, drop another jewel for us. You know what I mean? Shawn, you in the spot?
Yeah, I'm in the building. What's up?
Still, sir, how you doing on this Fanatic Friday?
Man, I'm fair for a square, man. I'm under the grace, man. I got a bomb dropped on me today, but it's all good.
Oh man, you already know. Like the old proverb saying goes, you know what I mean? God's not giving you too much you can't handle.
Ain't that the truth? So you know what? That's what I'm gonna keep leaning on, man. You know. And that was my downfall because I had faith in man and didn't keep my faith in the Lord. You feel me?
Man, no doubt. That's why we're here in the streets, to keep you together.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's really happening, man? T-Roe, L Boogie. What's up?
What's the deal? Let me ask you this. Do you have any information about the Oscars? I know you and B do the show. Have you guys talked about that?
No, we ain't talking about the Oscars, man. Unfortunately, we do his entertainment report today on Fridays, but as you can tell by the pictures, man, Lil Sis flew down to the city, man, and showed up and showed out, man. So she had us a little discombobulated today when we got to the studio.
I know. You know, I saw, you know, Black Bottles for Black History. No doubt. I already know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
It was wrong, man. I heard it was frenzy.
Man, it was frenzy. Hands in the air, man. That's the way I can describe it. Hands in the air, everybody.
No doubt, no doubt. Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Shawn. Are you ready to hit us with a freestyle?
Yeah, I'm ready to hit y'all with something. I was thinking about something while I was on hold, man. I thought about my come off, and then I'm just gonna finish it off with a little something. The dome.
Well, man, let us bless us with a jewel, sir. We ready.
Look, I say, I be flicked up, both my arms chicked up. Because of my charm, I got my lips up. She put her lips up like I was going to kiss her. You know I did. She got that fifth tuck. Plus, my pocket's full. She put the chips up. And when we hook, she's the first one to twist up. I like that, right? Been with her 6 months. She let me dyke that. Make sure she blow in that for a tight cap. Her friend double back like where that pipe at. I gave it to her. I didn't fight back. She said, deep thrust and a light tap. I was there with him, but you give me life back. So guess what I did? I hit her with this. I'm not. Okay. Hold on. Let me see. Right. I got a little excited right then. I was ready to go in, but I'm trying to switch it up and keep it fresh. I say, I don't care about what you say. The rumors, your girl like it. And I like her, too, because she fly like the girl Dykin. She got me so enthused with the life. I got so excited, but I can't tell her gotta wait till we get somewhere private. Her man won't like it. Her clan gonna knock it. But so, I don't like her man, and my plan is to knock it. Lock it down, because I need that spirit. And I might go to jail, so answer your phone if you hear it. Because I'm thug life living, out here chasing these digits. And we adding up figures. Ain't no time to chase women. You feel me? That's all, man. Just a little something I was thinking about.
Ooh-wee.
I ain't
man, we appreciate you dropping that jewel.
No did out. No did out, man. Hey, I appreciate
man,
y'all for
we love
real,
you,
for real,
man.
Though, because it's like, I appreciate y'all for real, man, because y'all, man, y'all my inspiration, man, for real. I call out there. I make sure when I can, when it's on my mind, that I call out there, show my love and support, because I was listening to y'all earlier, and like y'all said, all these women out here got to get one, like, one of us going to make it, man. And when one of us make it, then we all going to, man, that's all it takes is one to go in this house.
No doubt. You hit it right on the head, man. You know what I mean? You know, am I my brother's keeper? Yes, I am.
Yes, I am. No. Like a Dunder man. Yes, I am.
No doubt, no doubt.
No doubt, man.
Hey, listen
say,
to this. I'm listening.
No. Yeah, I wasn't saying that. I was about to say I was on the net today when I was in the studio, and everybody was happy, wishing everybody happy, you know, Black History Month. But I just want to put out there for all the ones that are listening, man, don't let it just stop at the month. That's just what they give us to observe it. But we can observe our history every day. Every day.
No doubt. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Man, way to end the show. Way to end it. The Prince, man. Shine Wine. Man, we appreciate
yes,
you and we
sir.
Love you, man. Keep your head up.
Yes, sir, man. I appreciate y'all. I love y'all, too, man. From Cleveland to AZ, man. It's going down. Hope Lil Sis make it back out there safe, man. You know we got much love. Make sure we looked at her, protected her while she was out here, man. She showed up and showed out, like I said, man. She came home, and it was a celebration, man. So can't wait till we hook up with y'all, man. Me and Brandon talking about flying out there this summer. So hopefully we can that can be in the works if it's in God's will, and we're going to hook up like that.
No doubt. We get you guys in the studio, man.
No doubt. I love it. Hey, man, appreciate the time.
All
right. Y'all stay safe.
No.
Keep the faith. And I'll be back to holler at y'all next week.
No doubt.
Peace out.
Man, we got a minute to go. Bro, you got any shout-outs, man, before we get out of here? Hey, yo, Jeff, I see the number. I'm going to call you, man, so I can get that info.
Man, you know what it is.
657, I got you.
You know what it is, man. We're going to definitely give a shout-out to the fam. We on our way out to the game, man. We got a game out here in AZ, man. So let's go out here and break some doors, coach. You know how we get down. You know, much love to you and Joel. As always, sport officials, yo, we're going to definitely be checking in with y'all on Sunday. You know what I mean? Yo, L Boogie, man, it's been a pleasure this evening. You know, Joel's, I see you, baby. Much love to the fam, Junior. Let's get them. Legacy, what's up? Let's get down.
And all I'm going to say is,
tell a friend, you tell a friend, you tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. It's your boy Boogie. See you on Monday. Let's go.
Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Always tell stories about the men. Say I never struggled, wasn't hungry, yeah, I doubt it, nigga. I can turn your boy into the man. There ain't really much out here that's popping up without us, nigga. We just want the credit where it's due. I'ma worry about me, give a fuck about you, nigga. Just as a reminder to myself, I wear every single chain, even when I'm in the house. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same, I never changed it. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining.